Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Casey, is that you? Are you okay?
I'm fine, Sci-Fi.
Fine, really?
Well, no, but I will be.
But Angelica said you were in a coma. I saw the pictures.
I was, but I've been up for weeks.
Weeks?
Angelica's been lying to you, Cyrus, to string you along. She's been playing mind games with you and...
Mind games? Has she been tracking our location through the cell phone?
No. They are tracking you, not through the phone, but they're using...
Using what? Casey? Are you there? Casey! I have to call her back.
No!
Whoa, who knew the only thing we'd ever all agree on is that Cyrus is an idiot?
I said no names.
Mom, please, Casey saved our lives. She's on our side. She can help us. We can... find out how we're being traced, what's going on over there, and if Casey's safe and...
We know Casey is safe now.
I'm pretty sure they could fake Casey's voice if they wanted to.
That wasn't fake. That was her. She called me Sci-Fi. No one else does that.
Yeah, but who's to say she was ever really sick? Maybe Angelica's controlling her.
But the pictures, even Mom said it looked real.
Ever hear of Photoshop genius?
For a super nerd, you really are dense.
I should start driving in case they're onto our location.
Look, if I could just...
Just nothing, Cyrus. I get how much you care, but you have to stop. You do this all the time. You just wanted to see if I learned French in my sleep, so you snuck into my room. You just lied about the prize for the STEM competition being an internship at Whittier. You just decided to push me off a skyscraper.
That was...
For my own good. For our own good. When this whole thing started, when Mom and Dad saved us from the child catchers, we made them a promise, Cyrus. No more snooping on our own. We worked together as a family. And everyone else held up their end of the bargain. Even Badger. Even Brinley.
You don't have to say it like that.
Everyone except you, Cyrus. Why is that? Don't you trust us?
Of course I trust you.
Doesn't seem like it.
I want to fix it.
Fix what, honey?
Everything. There's so much bad stuff going on everywhere around us. I want to make the world a better place, you know? And if I can't even make it a better place for my own family, how am I going to fix it for everyone else?
Cyrus, buddy.
Cyrus, I get it. I understand that feeling more than you will ever know. But our problems right now, like the world's, are not fixable by a single person. Not even one as special as you.
You can't put this all on your shoulders, Cy. It's not fair to anyone, especially not to you.
I guess I get that. I'm so sorry, everyone. I don't know what to do anymore.
That's when you consult your team, dummy. Us.
We're still a team?
Always.
This is really a sweet moment and all, but have we forgotten that Cyrus is working with the woman who burned down our homes?
Brinley.
Don't Brinley me! This is ridiculous! And tomorrow is my birthday.
It is? It's my birthday too!
Whatever. Point is, I'm supposed to be home, studying for midterms and hunting with my dad, not living out of a van on the run from supervillains.
James, why are you pulling over?
Dad, what are you doing?
Can I see your phone, Cyrus?
Sure. Here it is, but be careful. It has all the notes from Dr. Zaslow. And info about Casey's condition, and it's the only... My phone! Dad! Not in the river!
All right, let's rock and roll.
What did you do that for?
For the hope of the slightest chance of normalcy on Birdie and Brinley's birthday. For your family. No more phone calls. Everybody awake? Pit stop time. Stick to number 14 in the playbook.
Yep, I fill the tank.
I keep watch.
I take Birdie to the bathroom.
And the birthday girls are on snack duty. The most important duty. Even if this was going to be the worstest birthday ever.
For once, Birdie, I agree with you.
Cyrus and I will go behind the mart and keep watch on that end. Cyrus on the ground. Me and Mr. Board in the sky.
And I'll see if I can dig up anything on Thornton Rust in my brain. Let's keep this quick and dirty, team.
Excuse me?
Quick and quiet. I meant quick and quiet.
I'm gonna hit the sky. Let me know what it's looking like down here.
Hold on. We need to talk.
About what?
You ratting me out about my cell phone.
What was I supposed to do?
You could have come to me.
I did! I asked you about it in the alley, and then Birdie tried again, and you blew her off.
Maybe show some trust next time.
Trust? After what you did?
You're too young to get it.
All I need to know is that you don't even know how good you have it, Cyrus. You take all of this for granted. Parents who love you, sisters who would do anything for you. Me? I don't have anything. Not even a memory. All I know is that your family was there for me when I had nothing. So I want to repay them by doing everything I can to protect them, to make their lives easier. Well, you're busy screwing their lives up. They might be ready to forgive you, but I don't know if I ever can.
Badger!
Okay, what do we have for supplies so far, Brinley?
Water, chips, turkey, jerky, turkey jerky.
Ooh, kind kids bars.
Get a bunch of those. It is our birthdays tomorrow.
How sad is that?
Like B minus on a math test sad.
Doesn't that just hurt your heart?
Yeah, I guess it does.
Brinley?
Yes?
Is it wrong to say I want to go home?
No, we all feel that.
No, I mean, I want to go home.
Like, Alaska home?
Yeah, I miss it so much. I wish there was a way...
Believe me, I keep trying to think of one. But your parents, they know what they're doing. I think.
I guess. I mean, they just want to keep everyone safe. I just... Sometimes I feel like I'm never going to have a home ever again.
Oh, Birdie. You're going to make me hug you. Come here.
Is everything okay over here, ladies?
Yeah, mind your biz- Oh, hello.
Can I be of some assistance?
No, I think we have it covered.
Actually, yes, you can help. You can help us get back home, officer.
Hey everyone, this is Amy Hutchins. I play Monica on 6 Minutes. For more adventures, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.